Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about the issues facing us all, and would like to include your response to the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Francisco County?
Yes.
All right, yes. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved in any political campaigns?
No.
Alright. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Would you say Republican? Alright, Republican. And what year were you born in?
1962.
Alright. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in the near Ingleside?
No.
All right. Now, I would like to read you some names of several individuals or groups. And for each one, if you could please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative opinion of that. If you don't recognize the name, just say so. So the first name is Flint Hills Resources.
Flint Hills Resources?
Yes, Flint Hills Resources.
Yes.
All right, so have you heard of them? So would you say you have a strong opinion of them or a negative opinion of them?
Neutral.
All right. What about Enbridge?
Nope.
All right. So back to Flint Hills Resources, you said neutral. So would you say that you have like a somewhat positive opinion or a somewhat negative opinion?
Well, if you're going to force me to make a decision other than neutral, I'll say negative.
All right. Would that be somewhat negative or strongly negative?
Oh, my God. Somewhat.
All right. What about Valero?
Yes, I'm with Valero. You can't live in Texas and not know Valero.
All right. So would you say you have, like, a strong positive opinion of them, a somewhat positive, a somewhat negative, or a strongly negative?
Somewhat positive.
All right. What about Oxy Energy Corporation?
Yes.
All right. So would you say you have a strongly positive opinion of them, a somewhat positive, a somewhat negative, or a strongly negative?
Somewhat negative.
All right. What about Yara?
No.
All right. Would that be no opinion, or you've never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
All right. What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
I can't say that I've heard of them.
All right. What about Port of Corpus Christi?
What was that? Say it again.
Port of Corpus Christi?
Yes.
Okay, so would you say you have a strongly positive opinion of them, a somewhat positive, a somewhat negative, or strongly negative?
Somewhat positive.
And what about Project Yaren?
I don't think I know them.
All right, that's totally okay. So would you be in favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located in the southern edge of Ingleside?
It's on Chemical Row there, huh?
I'm sorry, what was that?
That would make it on Chemical Row?
Something about, it's around yes, like, yeah. But would you be in favor or would you oppose the construction of the ammonia plant? Of it and, it being located on the southern edge of Ingleside.
I'd say it'd be all right.
All right. Would you be, like, somewhat in favor of this or strongly in favor of this?
Somewhat in favor of this.
All right. Now, if you could please tell me if each of the following items of information make you want to strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. So the first one is...
Didn't I just answer that question?
No. This is the next, like, kind of short battery of statements. And if you, like, strongly favor this, somewhat favor this, somewhat oppose this, or strongly oppose
somewhat
this...
Somewhat favor
statement.
It.
All right, well, I have to say the statement first. So the first one is, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Would you say you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed? All right. A partner of the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide.
I didn't hear a question.
Well, no, it's just this statement. If, like, with this statement, do you say you strongly favor, you somewhat oppose?
I don't know because
opposed?
I don't know Yara.
All right. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep-water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
Again, that was a statement, not a question, so what do you want me to say?
Yes, all of these statements, if after I read them, if you would tell me if you strongly favor, if you somewhat favor, if you somewhat oppose, or you strongly oppose this statement.
Somewhat favor.
The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on a commercial and industrial property, away from residences, and then it is shipped.
Somewhat favor.
Customers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers.
Well, it's true, but I don't understand how I can answer that the way you want me to.
Well, based on this, like, statement that I just said, if you think of, like, if this makes you have a stronger, like, favorable opinion, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat, like, opposing this statement,
oh,
or
God.
Strongly
That's
opposing
a, somewhat favorable opinion.
Ammonia products is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
I'm in favor of that, yeah.
Would that be strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
I don't think so. I disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Somewhat agree.
Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in an unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Wholeheartedly agree.
The whole proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
Totally agree.
In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Totally agree.
The ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants.
Totally agree.
The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
I agree. Totally agree.
Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
Totally agree.
Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation, and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
I totally agree, but I doubt very seriously it'll be that good.
Oh, all right. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage the aquatic ecosystem.
I somewhat agree.
The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Totally agree.
And approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to a permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
I somewhat disagree.
All right. Would you, so now like having all those statements and all that knowledge, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
Somewhat agree.
All right. And in your own words, would you please tell me why you favor the proposed ammonia plant?
Good for the local economy.
All right.
And it's good for jobs.
Be good for the local economy. And would you like the creation of jobs then?
Yes.
All right. Because it would be good for the local economy and the creation of jobs. Perfect. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or of Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
All right. And is your main race, would you say Anglo, white, African American, or black, or Asian, or some other race?
White.
All right. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Rent.
Which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Would you say farming or fishing, white collar or management, energy or chemical, clerical or retail, government and education, professional such as law or medicine, self-employed like in your own business, construction or manufacturing?
I'm an aircraft mechanic.
All right.
Aircraft. I don't know where you put that, but...
Well, that would be other, really. So do you happen to have an Instagram account?
Do I have a what?
An Instagram account, like social media?
The only thing I'm on, I have an email, a Google email, and I'm
all right.
on...
Do you happen to be on Facebook?
Yes.
All right. Do you happen to be a member of the social media X, formerly known as Twitter?
No.
All right. Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No.
Do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
On a daily basis? No.
All right.
Weekly, maybe.
Okay. Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
No.
All right. Do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so, so, so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Have an amazing day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.